Unfortunately, Rod Williams can't be with us for our regular artist chat for the Ball Arts Alliance, but I'm joined by Jeff Thiege, as usual. Today we have Anne Lorraine, better known as the curator, owner of the Warrigal Art Studio Gallery, or WAS, in La Trobe Street, Warrigal. She has her own exhibition on currently, where Jeff Thiege and myself have the privilege of chatting with Anne in her gallery.
Hello, Anne.
Oh, hi, Jeff and Paul.
Thank you for letting us broadcast in this awesome art space.
Oh, you're welcome.
I describe it as a good example of a 1930s Art Deco domestic architecture. How did you initially come to acquiring it and transforming it into a gallery?
Well, we had a connection with the original owners, so we knew the family who then sadly passed away. So there was the house was vacant. It is zoned light industrial. So also, sadly, you can't actually live here anymore. But my family are a family of artists, and I had been looking at a gallery space in the Warrigal area. And when this became available, we did treat it as part of the project of preserving the house as well. So having a gallery space and preserving this wonderful building, which is a little bit special for this area. It's solid brick, and as you described, it is a 30s house. All the original features are still here. We've added on a little bit. We've got the entrance way, but otherwise it's pretty well as is. And amazingly, works quite well as a gallery.
Does it have any historical overlays or anything like that?
No.
To protect it? So it's
no.
Just protected by your family, basically.
Yeah, it might in the future, because I certainly can say visitors who come here really enjoy the building. So they enjoy the art and then they want to know about the building as well. We do come in via the back door because that's better access. The front is the grand image, and I send people around the front to look at the grand entrance. It's got the big solid pillars and the staircase, and it's a bit of a statement. It would have been the original farmhouse for this immediate area, which subsequently got divided into light industrial. We're right on the boundary of residential, but this actual property is light industrial. So it probably would have got demolished for, you know, some enterprise other than a gallery, but now it's a gallery.
Yeah, you were saying that you're from a family of artists.
Yes.
That includes your mother and your father.
Yep.
What was it like growing up in a household full of artists?
Well, it was unavoidable, so we were doomed. So it's my sister and myself. Look, my parents separated quite early in our lives, but we had contact with both of them. Both trained as architects, but my dad worked as an architect for till his 75th birthday. But he also painted in that time. But my mum sort of left architecture and focused or discovered ceramics and then made that her full-time career. And she was very successful at it. She's got work represented in the National Gallery and other galleries around Australia. She also became very involved in community art projects. So again, in South Australia and Victoria regional areas, she's got pieces. There's the Benalla mural, which she designed and worked on for 27 years. But it's there now, and I think it's a well-appreciated piece in the community. My dad did paint, you know, through his life, but certainly on retirement, and he wasn't young then, he got quite prolific with his artwork. Neither of them are with us now, so we've got two large collections of their work which we bring out at different stages. But my sister is a well-established artist in Adelaide. She trained as a jeweller, but she works in object design and sculpture as well. And she co-founded the Grey Street Workshop in Adelaide with three others. And they're coming up to their 40th anniversary in Adelaide. So they're having a show at the Jam Factory in April next year, so that'll be a big deal. So I'm the youngest, and was the one that decided to provide a building for the collections and to represent our family. But we also have people, artists from the community and far afield come and exhibit as well. I mean, I worked as a graphic designer for 30-odd years, whereas my sister really was focused on her artwork. She worked at the Jam Factory as in the metalwork department, but really focused on developing the workshop and her artwork. So I've been a bit part-time, I suppose. And then in 2016, when we got this building, I've been the one that has set the gallery up, and then I'm now running it, which has been a distraction. So hence, I haven't had a solo exhibition for 20 years. I've been in other exhibitions, group shows and small group shows, but this is my first solo exhibition in 20 years, which is terrible. But I'm motivated now, so that's good.
You mentioned graphic design, and it seems to me that this exhibition grows out of that graphic design background. Do you feel that?
Yes. I mean, I've got a very graphic style, and that will be part of my training, but it's also part of the influence of my father's painting, and he was very much of the mid-century modern styles of Europe. He was from Germany, he was a Jewish refugee from Germany, and of the famous Danira boat story. And he was 13 when he escaped Germany on his own, and 16 when he was put on the Danira, and there were very skilled artists, writers, academics on that boat, and he benefited really from their influences when in Australia in the internment camps, and I think that propelled him to go to university and do architecture and really absorb and love culture and arts, because he was an opera buff. But his style, being an architect too, we shared similar tools, and your referring to the exhibition on now, which is all done in ink and line work, and it has got a very graphic sensibility to it. So one of the tool, well, the main tool that I used for this was a ruling pen, which is very unfamiliar to a lot of people, but for graphic designers, architects, technical drawers, landscape artists would have used in the past a ruling pen, which everything now is done on computers, so they're, you know, not very popular. But I've used this to draw all the line work in my pieces with a what's called a masking fluid. It's a resist, so you draw the lines with the fluid, you add ink, and then you peel off the masking fluid, and that is like a relief. It has the paler lines set the shapes of the subjects. But yes, those graphic tools I'm still quite keen on.
Yep. That's a good description of your technique. What's the motivation or the inspiration behind the rocks?
The rocks. They're a great subject. And in the hallway I've got some archival pieces from the 90s and earlier in the earlier 20s that represent rocks. They're just fascinating subjects. But Rock Bottom, which is the name of this exhibition, comes from a very pessimistic sentiment about the state of the world and the state of the environment. And the thought that where are we heading? Are we heading to just bare earth, scorched earth, I suppose, bare rocks, because we're not being that good with the environment? It's to represent that, are we at rock bottom, or when will we be at rock bottom? When will we realise it and react, you know, in a much more serious way? But in doing the pieces, the subjects themselves and the technique I've used, and the fact that really anything from the natural world is unavoidably beautiful. So in having a pessimistic subject, the actual artworks, I feel, and I think people have agreed, have turned out quite beautiful. They've got dimension, they've got solidity, weight, volume, but they have a delicacy as well. that I refer to my subtitle as the theme of this exhibition is about rocks and other heavy burdens. Well, in a way, the images lighten the burden. It offers a bit of hope, I think.
And some have sort of delicate balances in
yes.
there, like sometimes you see with rock formations, mm-hmm. they kind of build somehow, and you can't imagine how something could be put together in that kind of delicate, just balancing.
Yes.
It might tip over any second kind of way.
Well, you know, you go to the beach at Inverloch, and the patterning and the landscapes there in the rocks look like they've been designed. And where you're saying with that balance is, you know, how was this engineered to work? But it just has, and it just does. And that balance is also about balance between nature and humanity as well. So where I have got some precariously balanced or about to topple, I've got ones called pile, rock stack, and cairn, and there is the sense that they've been piled up on each other and are they going to collapse at any minute, which again is that where we're at in the world. So yeah, a balance is an important part of this show. Yeah.
When we were arriving, a few gentlemen were leaving a little shed out the back.
Yeah.
What's the shed out the back?
Oh, the shed, you mean this architect designed studio? That's the ceramic studio. So our resident potter, Gary McFedrin, works there. He's based in Melbourne but spends half a week down here. He has lived in Warragul. We went through college together, so I've got a long connection. And he also worked with my mother, Judy Lorraine, on the Benalla mural project and other ceramic projects that she was doing over time. So he produces ceramics for the gallery. And that's a beautiful studio. You'll have to have a look. It's not a shed. It's everything's there, the kiln, the wheels, yeah.
You've got a few pieces out on display of your mother's.
Yes.
Have you ever done an exhibition of the whole family?
Not of the whole family, but at GIAE, when I was first there, we had Lorraine cubed, which was Sue Lorraine, my sister, who is the jeweller, Judy Lorraine, who's the potter, and then myself, but I think I had photography in that exhibition, but that was in the 80s. And then actually before that, the three of us did Quiche Lorraine, which was an exhibition at Distelfink in Melbourne, which was quite a well-known gallery. But again, we're talking decades ago. We haven't shared an exhibition with my father, although earlier this year it would have been his 100th birthday.
Wow.
And so my sister did a collection of work, part of which reflected his work. So we had his paintings on the wall, a collection of his paintings, and then a collection of her work as well. We do recognise that we've been completely influenced by our parents. So in Rock Bottom, a lot of my work, which is showing volume and weight and solidity, I know represents a lot of my mother's ceramics that I grew up with. So she was the first woman in Victoria to do stoneware, and hers were very earthy, very raw, very big and very heavy. So they were heavy bottomed pieces, really beautiful, which we've got a range of here. So that rock bottom really resonated with me, and the fact that when you take clay and fire it to stoneware, you're creating rock. And it will last as long as rock. And I really like that longevity. So, yeah, we're seriously affected by our parents. Not a bad thing.
Along with the exhibition, I believe you are going to be giving some talks.
Yeah, look, my sister twisted that arm. So on the last day, which will be Saturday the 14th of September, it will be September, is the last day of the show, and in the afternoon I'll be giving an artist talk, 2 p.m. in the afternoon. But yes, about the show, about the work and about the gallery. Yep.
Well, I think people will have heard that you can explain very well, and I think it'll be a worthwhile thing to be at.
Thank you.